Thanks. Well, I'd like to thank Reverend Seed for this opportunity to share God's word with you. So if you take your Bibles, we're going to start in Romans 15. I'm going to be teaching on living today in light of the hope, or phrased a different way, living now in light of the hope. And there's going to be three themes that we're going to look at that all relate to our hope. Of course, that hope being that Christ is coming back. And those three themes are these. Number one, the hope is our source of comfort. Number two, the hope is our source of joy. And number three, the hope is our source of spiritual motivation. So all those things relate to our hope, and we're going to be looking at that, how to make those central to our day-to-day lives. You know, to grasp how important the hope is, how central and critical it is to our lives as believers, I think all we have to do is imagine life without the hope. I mean, it's a pretty bleak picture, you know. If this life was all there was, and you die, and that's it, you know, what reason do we have for any of those things? What reason do we have for comfort, for joy, for spiritual motivation? But because God's word is true, because it's sure and steadfast, and because God has guaranteed that Christ is coming back, we're going to see that we have an abundance of reasons to have an abundance of comfort, an abundance of joy, and an abundance of spiritual motivation. We're also going to see that the amount of those things we experience, the comfort, the joy, the motivation, it's directly proportional to how much we think about the hope. Living today in light of the hope, in a lot of ways, just comes down to making the hope the dominant thought that we hold in our minds. So basically, we're going to look at how do we think about the hope, renew our minds to the hope, so that it is central to our lives, so that we can experience comfort, so that we can be joyful, that we can be motivated spiritually consistently on a day-to-day basis. So in light of those things, we're going to start in Romans 15. I'm the only one not there. Romans 15 and verse 13. A great verse. It reads, "Now the God of what? Hope." So that's a great truth. Our God is the God of hope, and our God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So there's two great truths here. Well, if there's more than two great truths in this verse, but the two great truths in this verse we're looking at is that our God is the God of hope, and he wants us to abound in hope. Now, the word abound, you know, that's not talking about a little bit. It's not talking about just getting by, just enough. Abound is like a ton. So basically, our God, he wants us to have a ton of hope, because he's the God of hope. And let's think about, why is he the God of hope? Well, we all know that from Genesis 3:15, throughout the scriptures, all the way to the end of the book, the great theme is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has been the hope for mankind ever since then, ever since Genesis 3:15. I mean, ever since Genesis 3:15, believers of God and his word have either been hoping in Christ's first coming, or they've been hoping in his second coming. That's what we're doing here. We're hoping in Christ's return, his second coming. So since Jesus Christ is the theme of the scriptures, and he has been the hope, I think you can see that the hope is a great theme of the scriptures. So our God is the God of hope. And, you know, when we talk about hope, you know, hope isn't something that we can just get by without. You know, hope is a central need to mankind. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, without hope, it's a pretty bleak picture. An interesting verse you can look at along those lines, Proverbs 29:18, you can look at it later. It says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." So that's an interesting verse to look at in this context. Where there's no vision, looking towards the future, no hope for what's to come, it's not a good outcome, i.e. perishing. So hope is a need of mankind. Hope is a need of mankind. And God, being the God of hope, being the God of fulfilled needs, you know, he always meets his people's needs. He has given us the perfect hope, the perfect answer to meet that need, that Christ is coming back. Of course, there are many other great things included in our hope. I mean, just to form a brief list, You know, Christ is coming back. How about new minds, new bodies? How about eternal rewards? At the top of my list, how about spending everlasting with God and Jesus Christ in each other? You can also read about the times of the restitution of all things, also known as the administration of the fullness of times, when God makes right the things that had been wrong in the past. How much does that bless us, that we know that the things that are wrong will be made right? So, mankind has had this need for hope. God, being the God of hope, has supplied that need. So, now let's briefly introduce and kind of explore our three themes.